Thou tellest gracious, serious, because Baruch Adam Beganim. There is Mokum Tachisa. This is where we belong. And there in Gan Eden, Yikach Hashem Akim Es Adam V'Anachir B'Gan Eden V'Avdo L'Shamu. The Tachlis of Adam is to do the Rotzon in Hashem and to reach his potential. Gan Eden V'Avdo L'Shamu. Mokum is Gadol V'Smoach V'Asog is Ruchnius. This is our Tachkid. We say it every single day. However, because of the Chet of Adam Arishan, Shachir Hashem Lekim Ganin, the Goyish is Adam. He left Ganin. However, the purpose is still there. Even though we're not in Ganin, the purpose of Rav Lushamra, to reach a higher Madriga, to be the Tzelem Elikim that we are, the kind of Shumi Shosatmi Tohori still remains. We're not animals. We didn't come from animals, and we're not animals. This still remains. Therefore, Sefer Bereishis in every parsha is mechazik us to let us know what we really are, our real potential. It's not just a simon of what we are and what we will be, but mechazik us in our avodas Hashem. The parasha begins by telling us v'yisos ha'bonim b'kirbo, that Rivka has a problem, that in her pregnancy, she sees such a child. It's like a compass, the navigator, the seaman. The compass directs. And she saw a direction. She saw a direction of steerers. And she was told, it's not one child, it's two children. Two opposites. Of a Avodah Zorah and of a Beis HaMedrash. She was aware of this before she gave birth. And therefore, if you look, examine the shamus of the person of Esav and Yaakov, as the Pasuk says, "Vayetzer Rishon Admoni Kula Kader Seir V'Yikushmo Esav." V'Yikushmo Esav. It's not she called him Esav. The world called him Esav. Fishoya Nase v'nigmar. Complete. Conventionem harbi. Complete. Mature. A day old. An hour old. It was complete. What does that mean? Not only physically. Everything was finished. But his seichel, his das, his purpose was completed. He didn't need anything else. No need to grow higher and higher. He's a shalim. He's an ish. And you see this, and the Bria is this way. It's not Esav. The more it says in Baba Kama. Shor ben Yomo, Kori Shor. Ashur is born, ben Yomo. Shur is a little pony, a little cow. He grows physically, but it mentally, finished. As soon as born, finished. It reaches potential. After 2 minutes, reaches potential. And this was Esav. He reached his potential. You have this. Where a young bracher has already decided, Ad kan v'sulo. This is my personality. I'm this type, an introvert. person doesn't smile. A person is not friendly. A person interests himself. I can't be this way. I can't be a Lamdan. I'm not smart enough. I can't concentrate. I can't do. This is what I am. This is what I am. Ad kandasulo. Ad kandasulo. This is what I am. The Torah is not telling us about Esav, the personality of Esav. He's talking to us. He's Nigmar. I'm finished. No shifa for godless. No shifa for godless. You think I'm bad? Look at my father, my grandfather. They're bigger about learning than me. They couldn't pay attention. They were worse than I was. This is, it runs in the family. It runs in the genes. We cannot change. We cannot change. Why, you're not related to Avraham Avinu? This is the first he said. However, the latest Yaakov, Rachikain Yotze Ochiv, Yodor Ochezes Baki Vesav. It was called Yaakov. What does Yaakov mean? The opposite of Esav. Ekev. Ekev is the heel. Shuffle. I need this. Like a child, I want to grow. I want to grow away and be a big boy. Someday I want to put on tefillin. I saw boys at the age of 8 years old just go to strings of Venetian blinds and put around their hands 7 times. 7 times I'm a shugina. What is he doing? I want to grow. I want to put on tefillin. I desire. I want to learn. He takes a chumash, takes a sitter upside down, and pretends he's davening, pretends he's learning. I want to grow. Shiva. This is Yaakov Avinu. He needs help. Akiv. To grow, to learn. Shifa and Goddess. Ishtam Yoshivola. Ishtam Yoshivola. The Torah is not just telling us personality traits between true brothers, and let's analyze them and go to the psychologist and discuss it in our college classes. No, no. The Torah is talking to us. Mechazik us. Talking to us. To be Torah B'loshim in the Yodim. In our Loshim. In our Loshim. It's called Yaakov. And therefore, the Gemara Bracha says, Likushmo Od Yaakov Kim Yisro. The name is Yisro. However, there's no Isser to say the word Yaakov. Ma'ashen came. I have Avraham Avinu. That it says that Avraham Avinu is an Isser. To call Avram, because you call him Avraham Avinu. Avram. It's not just Avram. Avraham Avinu. So for Avram, it would be an Isser. No longer Avram. It's Avraham with a hey. My shame came by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov still remains a Yaakov. But he's also Yisro. Break up the word, a sarkel. He's a hashpo. He's a hashpo. Where's that Kodesh Baruch Hu? Look at this person. Shachol Nivid Boru. Look at this person. How he davens. Look at this person with his chesed. Look at him. There's Avraham Avinu. There's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is the Yisod. The Torah is telling us. You see, by Yaakov Avinu, this Milo. Not like Avram, called Korli Avram Avinu, over Lasei. Called Korli Avram, Avram over Lasei. Of Yaakov, it's not that way. Yaakov is not that way. It's still Yaakov. It's still considered a Yaakov. We find this week's Sedra, Kasha the disturbed. The Ramban, and that is as follows. When it came to the Brachas, a critical time, the Brachas, Yitzchak felt, should be given to Sai Bepiv, should be given to Esav. Esav was a person out in the world. That's a Brachas, a Gashmi, think of Brachas at first glance. and not the Yoshua Olim. Whatever Yitzchak's kavanas were, and Rivka therefore wanted to see and knew that the bracha should go to Yaakov. And therefore, she tried to convince her son to bring Matamim. So Yaakov Avinu had a doubt. Ula yimusheni ovi v'yisav v'yinov k'masateya v'yisav olai klol of lo bracha. He was worried and concerned that he'll bring him his matamim, and since Yisro was blind, so therefore he couldn't see, never will be able to see. Even now in modern times, blind people will be able to see, but Yitzchak will never be able to see, since the tears of HaKadosh Baruch Hu went into his eyes at the time of the Akedah. He's blind permanently. Blind. So, what is Yaakov concerned about? Ula yimusheni avi. So his mother said, we'll take care of that. We can fake him out. Definitely. The obvious question is, Ramban asks, he doesn't understand. Why was Yaakov not concerned about the call, the voice? He was positive that's not a problem. That's not a problem. Ula yimusheni avi, that's the problem. But you sound like Esav. You sound like Yaakov. No. And Asuma, definitely, was once a native. He had a condition by a bocher, a beautiful bocher, that was a big marble store. He couldn't see. So how came a kasha woman? Through the call. She spoke to him. They said, Hari Adam Kadeshously. Yisuma has a good ear. So he knows the differences. So Ramban says, apparently there's no problem. Because they sounded the same. They're twins. Or there's once here in Yeshiva, when I tell meet him, Mommy, she sounded like Dr. Lamb, 100%. Every word, just like Dr. Lamb. But Dr. Lamb was this fun moment. He says, hey. So that's no problem. Yet, when it came to giving the brachas, what happens? That Yitzchak had a suffix. Yitzchak Yaakov, Goshono, Yimshucho. Let me feel you. And he says, you know something? Ayidami the Esav, Rakol Kol Yaakov. How can be Rakol Kol Yaakov? How can that be? Vayomer Yitzchak al bino, Ma'azeh mihartu limso bini, Vayomer ki hikra Hashem lekecha lefonai. Ki hikra Hashem lekecha. Those words, ki hikra Hashem lekecha, would never ever be said by Esav. How do you feel? Can't complain. Miserable day out. Not bad. We'll be better. Baruch Hashem! Baruch Hashem! Baruch Hashem! You don't hear that on TV. Baruch Hashem! Baruch Hashem! But you're on stage now. Yaakov, you're on stage. You're faking out your father. Cut that out! Cut that out! You're facing your father. You have to think the karbonis, the brachas. Cut that out! I can't! It's a part of my nature. It's part of me. It's a part of my being, of everything I am. Cannot be. Here we see, it's a part of me. Hashem lekech, mo Hashem shom mimoch. Atiku mo el meya. I want 100. I can't get 100. Like I have a 75 average. Where do you get 100? Atikamo elamea, 100 brachas. Brachas to Hashem. We say Hashem so many times. More kavona, to improve. To go a higher madriga in our Yerushimayim, in our Kriyishma, in our Tefillah by Marav tonight. Tomorrow the brachas. Work on that. The Shiifa. So it said that when Ben Gurion came to America, he said, we are like Kekol HaGoyim. We're Kekol HaGoyim, not Am HaNivchar. Kagol HaGoyim. And there must be the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim. There must be the Chofetz Chaim. Anyone that saw the Chofetz Chaim saw. He saw a difference. A difference between Klal Yisrael and the Muslim world. There's a difference. We are miyuchad. We're not better. Am echad. We're the only nation. Echad does not mean one. It means unique, different. We're not Kagol HaGoyim. We're different than Kagol HaGoyim. We're different. If you live a life like the Muslim, then we're not an Amen Nivchar. It's not Nikr. But if you live a life of a Chofetz Chaim, you see there's a difference. We're in yeshiva, not to become balagaiva. We're greater, we're smarter. As students from YU will become great scientists. And for YU, they'll find the cure for cancer. That's why you should go to YU. Or because we're mamshich. We want to be the Avram, Yitzchak Yaakov. The mamshich, the others. This is our purpose. This is our uniqueness. And there's no difference. There's certain words, I don't know. The word is yeshivish. Yeshivish. Black and white. What does that mean, black and white? Black and white is the name of a cookie. Black and white. What does black and white mean? You're black and white. I see the way you're dressed. You're yeshivish the way you talk. I have a minute to go to the store today. But my maskana was, I'm not going to the store today. You don't talk English that way. You'll flunk your English courses that way. You can't talk that way. Don't talk that way. That's yeshivish. Hikashem lekecha. You're on stage now. How can you say Hashem? That's my being. I can't help it. That's what I am. And that's what the parasha is telling us. The mechazikas. We're B'nai Torah. We're B'nai Torah. And then we're no different than any other B'nai Torah. Whatever Masechta we learn, it's not the modern Orthodox Masechta. That doesn't exist, the modern Orthodox Masechta. It's Limud Torah. The same brachas in the morning. The same brachas, bracha banu. Last time we do the Torah of our Revno Hashem Lekinu, with kavanu. Regardless of my clothing, regardless of the color of my jacket, the color of my yarmulke, we have the same she'ifa, to grow in Torah and Yerushalayim. And this is from the Ovis. This is what we learn. The Ma'aseh Ovis Simon Labonim is a chizik for us. And every word in the Torah is mechazik us to go the mile and mile in Avodas Hashem.
That's
Muslim. Yeah, that's a kasha. He says it's a Prussian. He took an hour to explain it. It's a Prussian. I don't think it's long. It's a Prussian.